This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're trying the new thing. Headline, go.
Oh my gosh, I forgot.
Okay, Aaron's not ready. So yeah, this is news or nope, where we don't normally do the hard news of the day, but this is the one, like, here we go. Mm-hmm. It's the news.
This thing that could help you is actually going to hurt you.
Oh boy. That's, okay.
The cha-cha slide might be more dangerous than you think.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
Our only real hope. Decide if this is news or nope.
As we tell you often, you can listen to this show whenever you want in the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
You could be streaming this live right now.
Absolutely, like, yeah. If you got to go inside, you got to get a workout in, take us with you. Yeah.
AUDACY, download the app today, listen to old shows. For the first time, I got to listen to News or Nope the other day in the boss's office when he said, "This sucks."
Yeah, right.
I was like, "Is this what it's like to be on the app?" Wow, we do suck. I just, in our headphones, singing over the thing doesn't sound the same as it sounds over the air. Like,
yeah,
so us singing on it was the first time, like, I'd be like, we're never like in the car when we do the News or Nope theme. And I was like, wow, we suck.
You need some lessons.
Yeah. Singing. Anyway. If you want to hear how bad we are, go to the Odyssey.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Ford has issued a recall on several vehicles. Apparently, you put the vehicles in reverse, and they don't go in reverse.
What do they do?
They go forward.
What?
Reverse, reverse. Reverse.
This whole time I was thinking, what does the cha-cha slide have to do with anything?
That's a real thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, lots of vehicles from 24 to 25, the F-150, the Bronco.
No!
You almost bought a Bronco, dude!
Yeah, reverse, reverse! Reverse! 2024 Ranger, the Mustang, the Explorer, and the Aviator vehicles are all affected. That they might not go in reverse. They might go forward.
So you're like,
you're backing out of the garage and you go into the house. It's kind of, it's like the most dangerous recall, I would think. So just,
don't gun it.
Yeah.
True.
Okay.
But still, so, it'd be nice to have a...
If you're driving a Ford, one of those, like, be safe.
Do you know, does it say, like, your car says R. It's like, yep, you, like, in your brain, you think you're an R, mm-hmm. and then it goes D.
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing like getting R when you want the D. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or am I right?
Good evening. This just in, don't use a massage gun on this part of your body. No, I'm not talking about that, but on your neck. Do not use a massage gun on your neck. It can lead to a stroke.
What?
Yeah.
That's a real...
It is.
First off, I went to Costco because you were all into your massage gun.
And I will bring it in tomorrow. No joke. I'm so sad I didn't get to use it this
morning. Like that creepy laugh.
Like, all right.
No, it's just like,
I'll knock next time I go in Aaron's office.
If the house is vibrating, don't. But like, I bought the like sharper image one, I think, from Costco.
Mm.
But like, I want one that plugs in.
Mine's rechargeable.
There's no way rechargeable.
Bring it in tomorrow. It is so powerful.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Cause like I'd been like doing tons of air squats or whatever, and I just wanted to do my like thighs, and I'm just like,
this tickles.
Yeah, it was stupid. And it's got different, like, it's got all these stupid heads on top.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you want a triangle? I'm like, what? Just, I want it to vibrate.
I've never actually used one, but you like it?
Oh,
you,
I love it.
Really?
But yeah. So how does it cause a stroke? You put it on your neck and
if
like.
If there's like a blood clot and then it moves it and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay. Does it cause the clot and then release the clot?
Like I
if
don't
you
know.
Do it on the. So you only read part of the
yep.
story.
He's too busy. Yeah, good evening.
I don't have time to read the whole thing. Besides, the page is shaking.
Good evening. A scandal potentially out of the state of Colorado.
No.
We sent the Slacker Show research team out to find out the most popular beer in every state. And I'm sure you can all guess what Colorado's is.
Coors.
Here's the thing. I knew he was going to do this story, and I can't wait.
Because
he's just not from here, so he doesn't get it. It's fine. Let him.
Breckenridge?
He's gonna hurt himself badly.
Okay.
Here in a second.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. Is it not Coors? What? Gosh.
I know what you're doing. You think I'm a lot dumber than I am, but I'm not.
You're dumb right. When it comes to this. The number one beer. I know what it is.
You can say
what is it?
Unless I'm wrong, it's Blue Moon.
Oh.
Blue Moon. Yes, it
is
Blue Moon.
Yeah, that is. That makes sense.
And who makes Blue Moon again?
Coors. I know, but you got to stick with the original.
No, you don't.
It's Coors. It's a Coors Victory.
Oh my God.
Nothing colder than the Rockies. It's all Coors.
I understand
Coors.
That,
Colorado Coors.
I understand. And Coors is great after you mow the lawn. Coors is great when you're fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Coors is great when you're hunting. Coors is great when you got done hiking. Coors is great almost anytime. I'll drink a Coors Light. I'll drink a Banquet. Mm-hmm.
Before but a show? During a show?
Hello?
After a show?
Bring the bullets in! But there's something about patio drinking with a blue moon with an orange in it. And you're not being unfaithful to Adolf. See what I did there?
When you phrase it that way, I'm just going to let you win.
No, it's like the Coors family still...
I know, but it feels bougie to me. Of all people, you would think Colorado would be like Coors, just a Coors Light. Like, that used to be the whole thing with Coors, right? You could only get it in Colorado for a while again.
Well, you just couldn't get it on the other side of the Mississippi, I think. So that's why, like,
there
were movies, like, Smokey and the Bandits about, like, going to get. It's like, oh, my birthday's coming up, and I need you to bring me a truckload of Coors. Like, the original Banquet's in that short little bottle. God, I love me a Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
But on a hot day, give me a flipping Blue Moon.
Okay.
Right, so what, do you know the popular beers in other states, or this is all you got?
Mainly just Colorado.
Okay,
yeah, we're focused on the local scandal.
Okay.
It's not a...
Good evening.
Good evening.
People who wear socks to bed.
No. I haven't called Nope today, and I might call Nope.
People who wear socks to bed have a better night's sleep.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
No, you don't.
Absolutely, we do. I love it.
Too hot.
No.
Sweaty. All me.
Okay. Let me just help you out. I'm going to speak only to T-Hack.
Okay.
Do you ever have better sleep ever in your life than after you've boinked?
No.
Correct.
Final answer.
Can you boink with socks on?
I'm the wrong one to ask.
You can?
I absolutely can, yeah.
Oh my God, it's so gross to think about boinking with socks on.
I think it's weirder to stop and take them off.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Get them off.
What's a bigger ick? Having socks on or being like, hold on, let me get these socceroos off. And it's like, just forget it.
Well, if you call them socceroos.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.